I don't think you've really answered the fundamental question of why a kid like you was so excited about math from being a toddler, I guess, a very young. You talk about math giving you goosebumps.
Yeah.
And that's an excitement that we don't see often in students.
The reason I'm
laughing, where does that come from?
When my students first hear me say that, they look at me like, are you crazy?
And this isn't just your humanity students.
No,
your science
my
students.
Science students. Oh, when I'm working with children, and I go into the city and work at Lakeland. I've been at Lakeland Elementary and with little third grade kids, and when they see the glee in my eyes, and I go, "Are you okay?" Because I'm so excited about the math. It can be contagious. If we show excitement for something, children become excited. Why do you think kids get so excited about football or basketball? Because their parents are so excited about it. But do we see that kind of excitement about reading or about learning math? No. We in America have to learn to think about what values are most important and exciting. And that's what my parents did. That's the answer. My parents always were excited about reading books and doing math problems, and we did them around the table, and we were always having word problems. My mother had been an English teacher, and later on she became a math teacher. She went back to learn to be a math teacher, and she used me as the guinea pig because what she saw was the better I could read, the more easily she could teach me to solve word problems, because word problems are essentially reading problems. And quite frankly, to learn how to solve chemistry problems or physics problems or problems in engineering, what one must remember is we don't discuss problems in numbers. We discuss problems in words. And so if you learn to understand how to read the words, to understand the relationships among the words, how to think critically, you can solve those problems. And so in my home, I was a part of the experiment of an English teacher moving to become a math teacher. And so all of my life, there was this excitement. We had poetry on the walls and math problems on tape all around in rooms. And there were all kinds of incentives for me to learn how to solve those problems. And it led to great excitement about math and about reading and about poetry.